Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. U.S. District Judge Kimberly J. Mueller must be very upset today, knowing that people all around the United States are engaging in self-medication of a cannabis variety, it being 420, the worldwide, this global cannabis celebration of one of the most useful plants on the face of the planet. This judge has come out with a ruling just days beforehand saying that the schedule classifications that the federal government has are completely constitutional, she says, even though she also says in the same breath, essentially, that at some point in the future they may be unconstitutional. But not in her court, not at this time, she says. Our toll-free number, if you want to share your thoughts, is 855-450-FREE. But despite her decision all around the country today, people engaged in the use of this drug, they did so safely. They did so, in some cases, under a doctor's orders. In other cases, just because they darn well felt like it. And most everything is okay.
Yeah, how many deaths have we heard reported on today? Because
zero.
Of marijuana
because
use.
Of marijuana use. Zero today, yeah. Zero yesterday, zero the years before that I've been alive. There's never been a death reported from cannabis use.
Well, what about drinking? Are there any, like, drinking holidays? I can't think of any.
Cinco de Mayo is coming up.
St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, that's one.
Do
yeah.
we hear about deaths? And
I'd say even 4th of July.
It's almost a guarantee.
Independence Day is a drinking holiday. Sure.
So
New Year's Eve.
This lady...
Holidays, frankly, even
all of them.
Thanksgiving and Christmas, I'd say largely both drinking holidays to some extent.
Yeah. So this lady is backing a schedule classification that Schedule 1 says the drugs on the Schedule 1 list have no medical purpose. And she claims that she did a bunch of research. So she must have missed all of the 20-something states that have medical marijuana programs or believes that there's somehow a scam and that they're all about people getting high instead of actually helping people who need it. Apparently she didn't take the time to actually watch one single medical marijuana documentary, which very clearly makes it obvious that this stuff really helps people.
The question on my mind is, are there really two classes of men? Like, does she never encounter regular people or does she completely isolate by her group of bureaucrats
there
and
must
government
have,
people.
But there must have been marijuana smokers at law school. There must have.
She must encounter people who are like, hey, you know, you're really wrong on this issue.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I wonder. Do people, are people cowed by the fact that she's a judge and they don't want to tell her their opinions, or are her close friends telling her, what the hell are you thinking? What's going on here?
There must be. I mean, does she have dinners with people? Does she ever socialize with normal people?
No.
Maybe she does. Maybe she socializes with people who smoke marijuana, but she gives them a pass because she feels like they can take care of themselves.
Yeah, or like, oh, well, they only smoke at home. I don't want to see people smoking outside. And smoking at home, I think, is like de facto legal in most government people's minds. Like the Keene police here, I don't think, or any police officers, they wouldn't. I know they do bust into people's homes for marijuana use, but I don't think they. Even if they know people who use marijuana would go into their home and bust them. I don't know.
Well, I mean,
I guess they do. I'm wrong.
They have done
that.
I was in jail with a guy who got popped for an ounce of pot, and he got a dealing charge.
An ounce. Again, I always compare this to coffee. Like, how much coffee do people have in their homes?
A pound. Usually a pound or so.
I got a big can of it.
Yeah. An ounce is just nothing.
It's nothing. And we're talking about a plant here. We're talking about flowers. And certainly within the Keene Police Department, I think what gives you that feeling is there are officers who personally have a disagreement with the war on drugs.
Yeah.
That's certainly true. Whether or not they would go along with it if they were asked to go on a raid, I suspect they would.
And just because of the jail guards that I've encountered, who I assume smoke marijuana.
There's more than one of them, I suspect, that does.
At home, and they feel safe doing that. They don't need it to be legal. Like, oh, well, why do you need to push this issue? I can smoke at home.
It's true. That is an argument that that we've heard. But I like the idea of smoking outside. It's comfortable to smoke outside. I enjoy it when the weather's nice. It's nice to sit out and enjoy a puff. and it's my property, and I should be able to do what I want. And even if it's not my property, if I'm walking along the road, as long as I'm not littering, whose business is it whether or not I put some smoke or vapor into my lungs?
Or what if you want to leave your home? What if you want to go visit your friends? You can bring beers to your friends and keep that in the trunk, but you can't keep marijuana there.
Not right now, but in some places that's starting.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Yep.
So the toll-free number tonight, if you want to share it with us, 855-453. Dale Gueringer, this is from LATimes.com, the director of the California branch of the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Law, says the judge's decision could not be appealed until after the criminal case against the growers was resolved, and a trial is not expected until late this year or early next year. So this was just a decision on a motion, ultimately, that she went through all of this for. He says this is on a very slow train, and he said that the judge remarked that much has changed since marijuana's classification, but, quote, a lower court judge has to follow the law, she says. He said last year's hearing showed the dysfunctionality of the current drug laws. Because of marijuana's Schedule I status, federal restrictions make it difficult for researchers to obtain legal cannabis for study, say advocates. The normal rep praised the judge, however, for, quote, having the courage to hear this issue and provide it the careful consideration that it deserves. Boy, wow. He is up her butt on this
smoke.
One. I mean, this is ridiculous, the idea that this judge did anything that was of favor towards, just by hearing the issue, she's somehow done people a favor and she should be praised for that. I just don't think so at all.
I think it's just all of it's weak.
While we are disappointed with the ruling, it changes little, said Paul Armentano, Normal's deputy director. We always felt this had to ultimately be decided by the Ninth Circuit, and we have an unprecedented record for the court to consider. So they're intending to appeal the decision. Scott Shipman, Southern California chairman of Citizens Against Legalizing Marijuana. Aha! We knew those groups existed. Interesting to finally hear about one of them. Said that he was pleased with the ruling, but found it disturbing that Mueller had even conducted a fact-finding hearing on the issue.
Yeah, we don't need any facts.
Chipman says, quote, there is a false sense that marijuana legalization is on the move when we are seeing a huge pushback against legalization, particularly in small towns across the country. It is a seriously harmful drug that is much stronger than it was in the 1970s and is getting stronger by the month.
Oh my gosh, adjectives. It's stronger. Like, show me some evidence. Where is it harming people?
Well, I think it's stronger, but
there is some evidence of that.
Is the harm getting stronger?
No.
He's just throwing out adjectives. And adjectives are not arguments. They're not facts.
He wants to scare people.
Right. Well, I think that what the claim is that this isn't the marijuana that you smoked in 1979, parents or grandparents at that point, because I'm a parent and not a particularly young parent at this point, and I smoked marijuana when I was in high school. It was from 85 to 89, and college a little bit after that. So, I think marijuana is stronger than that, but kids are just smoking less of it. There's a drug. People
can smoke less of it.
Look, if you wanted to get as high, I could get in 1989, I could get as high as you could get with your most expensive weed now. Is that not correct?
If you had some of the best weed in 1989.
No, I just have to have a large quantity
of it.
I could just smoke two joints for every half joint you smoke. Fine.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like we didn't do that.
I think it's generally true what you're saying, Mark, that people don't have to smoke as much to achieve the same level of high due to the fact that there are higher percentages of THC in some of the marijuana available today. But that said, that doesn't mean there aren't people who will just sit there and chief on a blunt full of, the chronic.
But those people were chiefing on a blunt before.
Right, that's my point, though. I mean, so all I'm saying is what you're saying isn't true across the board. I mean, it's generally true that you don't have to smoke as much because of higher percentages, but there are some people who will smoke as much anyway simply because that's what they do.
Right, well, they just wanted to get, they want to get super stoned, and they were getting super stoned before by smoking more marijuana. What I'm saying is people still tend to self-regulate on this.
Right. I agree that they tend to, but there are exceptions to that rule.
Okay.
The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Greg is listening in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's up, boys? I was just responding to one of your videos I seen on Facebook. You guys told me to call into this.
All right, here's what I want you to do, Greg. I don't know what kind of phone you're on, if you're on a headset or a speakerphone or something like that, but if you are, please try to remedy that here in a moment. We're going to come back with you and give you a chance to just say what you need to. But it's a little warbly. It's a little hard to understand you. And if we can't understand you, it's not a good conversation. So,
thanks, Greg.
If possible, Greg, we'll come back to you here. But if possible, connect with us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. And it'll be like the clouds have parted. The clouds of marijuana smoke, of course. It's 420, 855, 453.
Hi, Ron Paul here. Today I have an urgent message for every American who's retired or thinking about retiring soon. You see, our own government's disastrous policies have now put you, me, and everyone over the age of 50 at great risk. Sometime in the near future, we're going to have yet another financial crisis. This one won't be solved with bailouts, and it will hit seniors the hardest. I fear there will be civil unrest, a drop in stock prices, pension fund collapses, big changes to Social Security and Medicare, the erosion of personal liberties, bank and brokerage closings, and ultimately a major crisis as the U.S. dollar is rejected for almost any non-paper alternative.
Don't let this happen to your retirement. Dr. Ron Paul strongly believes when the next crisis hits, there will be no warning, and the government won't save you. Go online to www.ronpaulwarning10.com where you'll learn simple steps you can take to protect your retirement. Go to www.ronpaulwarningthenumber10.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're back with more Free Talk Live. You are, of course, invited here toll-free to take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. The 420 celebration edition of Free Talk Live. I, having been to said 420 event here on the East Coast in New Hampshire, where probably 50 people at least, maybe as many as 60, perhaps 70, probably at least 70, it's sort of in and out over the hour and a half that we had. They're smoking out in front of the State House, literally right up there in front of the front door. Mark, I think you pointed this out appropriately, that we were within, you know, inches of the front door. I mean, there were people literally standing in front of basically the front door, consuming cannabis openly.
In a lot of places, you can't even smoke cigarettes inches from an entranceway.
That's true. That's a good point. So it was a great day, and there's video. It was raining, so I don't know how much video there is. I only took so much, given that I don't want my camera to break. Because of the precipitation.
But I was thinking it would make the video look better because of the overcast day. Like, it would make the smoke kind of linger in the crowd. So I would imagine the pictures probably look
like
better.
A battle scene.
Yeah.
So yeah, we did have a gentleman on the line. Asked him to try to clear up his line a little bit, and he is gone. So hopefully we'll hear back from Greg here in a little bit.
Yeah, we didn't get rid of him.
No. Nope.
So I'd like to bring it back to the basics on this marijuana issue. And I think that's really important. We don't do that quite enough here on Free Talk Live. I don't particularly support mind altering substances for other people, right? Like, I don't say
we support them for you though.
I drink red wine,
yeah,
and I'm not going to deny that that I do that.
One of the most powerful drugs known to man,
right.
Alcohol.
But I want to make it clear that I don't particularly support mind-altering substances for other people. This is not an advocation that you go out and use mind-altering substances.
Mark's use of mind-altering substances does not mean that you should follow suit.
Right, and that's really the point that I'm trying to make here is that this is about your body and you being able to decide what you do with it. I may or may not advocate, you know, I don't particularly want you to go do mind-altering substances. Now, if you're going to do them, I'm going to say that marijuana is probably one of the more less harmful drugs that you can do, and that appears to be, you know, from all the research I've done throughout the past decade plus that we've done this program, and prior to that...
I have also done a lot of research.
You have done a lot of research, from what I can tell.
Personal research.
Yeah, you've done a lot of research.
Personal experimentation.
You smoke like a broke microphone.
Oh, I don't think so.
So, I would have to say that you know, like, this is about self-ownership. If you own your body, you get to decide what substances that you put in it. And if it's your money, you can spend it on what you want. Now, you've got responsibilities. When you don't live up to your responsibilities, you're not a person of your word, and I think that's, you know, that in and of itself shouldn't be a reason for incarceration, but it should be a reason that you get scolded and you should behave the way you should behave based on what you've promised to do.
Let's go to Todd. He's in Tallahassee listening to WVFT. Hello, Todd, and happy 420.
Yeah, happy 420 to you guys.
Yeah, go ahead with your thoughts.
And I just wanted to talk a little bit about what you're talking about, the power of the weed today. And it's approaching 30% THC, and the stuff we were smoking in the 80s in high school was, you know, not even 10% back then.
You can get higher than 30%. You can get what the dabs and wax that has higher percentages now.
Oh, absolutely. I absolutely can.
And they're wonderful, awesome. I must say.
Don't drive on that, though.
I would not. You know, I would say not to.
I'd say 25 years I've been smoking every single day. There have been a couple of days here and there where it was a nightmare for me. But, you know, other than that, every day for 25 years, just like anything else, I think you can allow anything to, you know, make you a piece of crap if that's what you want to be.
A loser smoking marijuana isn't going to become a winner, and vice versa is also
exactly
true.
You're just going to be a stone loser, man. But I do think that the power of the pot today, I noticed personally in myself different effects. In the past, when I would go a day or two, thank you very much. I think I'll do the same. When I would go a day or two without a hit, no bong, I just have a bite. When I would go a day or two without smoking, I mean, I would have really no ill effects whatsoever, except maybe a little bit of antsiness. Now
you're having ill effects nowadays?
Yeah, a little bit more than I did in the past. And I say ill effects; it's mild discomfort. Really, I don't have.
Maybe you're just
hold on. Why? What is it? You don't?
Mild discomfort?
Yeah. Well, I think that the, you know, when you have a habit for doing anything, you're going to, you know, you're not going to feel so great when you don't get to do it. If I eat ice cream every night at 9 p.m. and I don't get my ice cream one night, I'm going to be a little grumpy.
That can be true, Mark, but also, you know, your body chemistry changes, too, over the years. I mean, how marijuana affected me at age 16, I don't think is the same as how it affects me today. And
that makes total sense.
Right, and so, you know, maybe you shouldn't be buying the high-test marijuana. Maybe you should try the cheaper stuff. I mean, you're in Florida there. I'm sure you can still get mids.
Mids and regs, but it tastes like crap. Who wants to deal with that stuff?
Yeah.
And when I talk about discomfort, I'm only talking about, you know, my appetite is not as great, and it takes me a little longer to fall asleep at night. I mean, that's really it. I share those experiences. That's about it. And that's probably because of the ice cream thing you were talking about. I like to eat some ice cream at 9:30 every night, too. And if I don't have some pot, I'm not eating the ice cream. So it's just snowballs, man. Snowballs.
Yeah, who knows where it's really coming from. Thanks, Todd, for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-453. Derek, were you saying that your experience was similar? Has it changed over the years? Or
No, not about the change in quality or strain. I've always smoked, you know, as high quality cannabis as I can get, but... The difference is when I don't have it, I do have a harder time falling asleep. And I don't know if that was like a chicken or the egg thing. Like maybe I didn't sleep so well before smoking marijuana and marijuana helps put me to sleep. Or is it that I've gotten used to smoking marijuana before going to sleep? And if I don't have it, then I have a harder time falling asleep. So it's just hard to say. And same with appetite. These are the two things that he brought up. So, like, marijuana will help me, and I shouldn't call it marijuana. It's a sort of a loaded term. But, yeah, cannabis. When I enjoy cannabis, it helps regulate my appetite a lot better than if I don't, and it does help me sleep. So, you know, why wouldn't I use this?
But you quit smoking cannabis for a period of weeks earlier this year. Yeah. How many weeks did you go for?
Yeah, I guess it was about a month or so. Yeah.
A month. Now, did you notice over that time frame that your sleeping habits changed?
Yeah. It evened out a little bit. It was maybe took about a week for me to go back to homeostasis or where it was like normal again. And one of the major changes, the biggest thing that I noticed when I stopped smoking cannabis was that I dreamed again. And I don't know if other people have this experience, but this is something that happened in jail also, because obviously I wasn't smoking cannabis in jail. But I started having dreams. Apparently, you always have dreams, but you don't always remember
them. Likely that experience would go away over time, because what you're doing is basically that means it's fitful sleep if you're remembering.
Really?
Mostly what that means.
Meaning you didn't get good sleep?
If you're remembering your dream, you're usually not sleeping soundly.
No, wait a minute. I was a dream researcher earlier in my years, and the more you practice remembering your dreams, the better you can get.
Indeed.
Derek J., dream doctor. Maybe a new career. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can talk more about dreams or cannabis or whatever's on your mind. Plus, coming up, a cop targets college students. We'll tell you what it's all about on the way. Free Talk Live.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll free on the radio waves. The number is 855-450-FREE as we continue on with this 420 edition of Free Talk Live. Lots of people contributing tonight to the show. Thank you for joining the conversation. We always bring stuff to the table, and I hope we get a chance to talk about this cop targeting some college students, Derek J. But your calls and thoughts come first here. Do want to let you know how to get some of the original alternative currencies. Yes, we love Bitcoin here on Free Talk Live. There's no doubt about it. But I think we all still love gold and silver, right? I mean, if somebody offers to pay in gold or silver, you'll take it, won't you?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, so me too. Go to silver.freetalklive.com. You can get some wonderful hand-picked gold and silver pieces from Midas Resources. They've got some great product. I've ordered from there multiple times, and you'll be, I'm sure, satisfied. They've been doing this a long time over at Midas. You can call them toll-free at 877-857-9938 or visit silver.freetalklive.com. That's 877-857-9938 or silver.freetalklive.com. Let's continue here. We have Greg. We're going to give him another shot. He called back in on a better line, hopefully. Greg, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Sounding much better, sir. Where are you calling from tonight?
Green Bay, Wisconsin. Sorry, I dropped my cell phone in the toilet the other night. The speaker hasn't been the same ever since.
Yeah. No. I'd say go ahead and replace that one.
I'm on my wife's phone now. This room should be better. So.
Okay, good. Yeah, go for it. What were you calling about tonight?
All right, well, I just watched a video on Facebook that Free Talk posted a few hours back about a guy was calling in endorsing Ted Cruz for president. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I remember him.
Okay, whatever. And you guys were bringing up about how you were questioning him on that he wanted to crack down on the border, and you guys were kind of giving him a little bit of crap about it. Were you guys playing devil's advocate there, or is that kind of what you really believe, that people should just come and go as they want across the border?
Yeah, anyone across the border?
What border?
Yeah, so yeah, if we're talking specifically about the border, let me give you my border pitch on this one. I used to be a guy who believed that we needed to do some kind of controlling at the border, and that was probably, you know, a decade ago or something like that. But I came to a conclusion. That conclusion is that with the giant apparatus we have, with all the fences and the border guards and the helicopters and the dogs and the infrared cameras and all that stuff, we couldn't stop, the United States could not stop 20 million people from coming here illegally. So, and frankly, at some point in the past, I believe it was China was the second country from which people came here illegally. Now, I think that those numbers have changed and it's much more concentrated on Central America. But what it shows is that even a natural barrier like the Pacific Ocean couldn't prevent illegal immigration. So if I was to allow more people in and just say, hey, everybody can get a green card that checks in, the vast majority of people would check in and get a green card, right? They'd say, oh, well, we'd love to get this, this legal way to work or whatever. But the people I want to keep out, let's call them murderers and people with drug-resistant tuberculosis.
And that was my point, yeah. So you're probably addressing my point, but probably even bring it up. So.
Yeah. I'm excellent at this because I've done it.
Yeah, but in order to keep those people out, you have to have some sort of bureaucracy.
You have to have the same bureaucracy to keep those people out. They are remarkably small percentage of the population, and that same bureaucracy couldn't prevent 20 million people from coming here. So the idea is to somehow pare down the bureaucracy and that it'll be more efficient. Not in this case, it won't. You might as well just let the people who are murderers and have drug-resistant tuberculosis come across the border because they're coming anyway. Like, you can't say that there's no murderers who've been coming from Central America into the United States. They haven't been very effective at stopping them.
Well, the only way to stop it is with a total police state, and I'm sorry, I'm not interested in that. Are
so
you?
That's my point, Greg.
No, I totally get what you're saying. I guess I thought you were basically calling just let them come, which I really have no problem with. I mean, I believe in freedom. I just thought my problem is when people are undocumented for cases of, you know, someone here commits a crime and such. How do you even know they exist in this country if they're not documented? You know what I mean?
There's lots of people, but Americans are. I'm sorry, Americans are undocumented as far as the police, the policing agencies are until you've been arrested the first time. So, I mean, if you've never been arrested, Greg, the cops don't really know you exist either.
Okay, so no, I've never actually been arrested. You know, I think I did I was in a drunk tank once, you know, back in my teen years, you know, those.
Then they know who you are.
Let's say I wasn't, okay, and let's just say I got pulled over. Let's say I had a hit and run and I hit somebody drunk driving and I fled the scene, okay?
Yep.
Are you telling me there's no way they could find me since I've never been arrested? I'm not in some sort of legal system here?
Well,
you're in the system. I mean, if you've got a driver's license.
Right, if you got a driver's license, if they had your license plate, they would be able to do it. Unless you had some kind of situation where you didn't have, you know, the car you were driving wasn't registered to you.
But let's be clear on something. Most of the people coming to the United States from wherever it is they're coming from, they would like to have documentation. Like, just like most people, it makes it easier to get bank accounts and things like that identification. It's just that they're not allowed to because, you know, then they have to start getting into this crazy system with all of its rules and restrictions. And the application fees and the waiting and the immigration bureaucrats.
The fact that they make up Social Security numbers show that they want Social Security numbers.
Yeah.
Anything else
you want to share?
No, I guess you guys addressed my point pretty good. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for calling back. Appreciate the extra effort in calling in tonight. And, yeah, get rid of that other phone. Oh, my gosh. Toll-free number is 855-453. I have dropped a phone in the toilet once before. I managed to actually salvage that one.
Did you?
Amazingly, yeah. I opened it up.
What kind was it?
It was way back in the day.
Nokia?
I don't think I ever had a Nokia.
I had one of those. Would survive a nuclear apocalypse.
I don't think this was anything special. It was probably just like a Samsung flip phone back in the year 2001 or something like that. But I opened that.
I had a flip phone that I could kind of flip over like a Star Trek receiver thing. And like I'd do it with one hand and then answer it.
Sure. Like
did
just flipping a knife
break
out.
Off?
No. I mean, it was a sturdy little thing. I think it was Kyocera.
So all I did was took the phone apart, I happened to have a small screwdriver, and I literally let it dry underneath a light for a day or whatever.
Cool.
And it started working after that.
It should, as long as you can get in there and keep the corrosion out, yeah.
And I rinsed it, by the way, first before I did that.
Yeah, I'm
so.
Going to ask about that,
just to let you know. Hey, let's go to Nathan. He's in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live.
Happy 420, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I want to talk about those videos that Derek J said he was going to upload. Now, there's already
they're already uploaded. They're on freeking.com.
Oh. You're talking about the triple parking ticket trial?
Yeah. Actually, I checked your YouTube channel, Derek J, and I didn't see them on there.
Because it's on the Freeking channel. Ian's a step ahead of me.
The main problem that I've had with these court videos is that there's a lot of echo in the background. I believe there was one called Ian on Trial for Victimless Crimes. I think it was the driver's license one.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't make out anything that the judge or anybody was saying. It was very difficult.
It can
difficult.
Be hard, yeah. This problem is going to be corrected, Nathan, at least in Keene, because we've discovered that the new courthouse actually has audio jacks. So yeah. Hopefully we'll be able to plug into these things.
I keep forgetting to bring the cables.
We've got them. No, we're audio guys. So hopefully the audio will improve in the future videos, Nathan.
Well, I am excited to view these videos. It's just, like I said, they've had some of the worst audio quality of any of the videos up on Freekeen.
Were you talking about the DMV hearing?
It looked like the courtroom with Judge Burke in it.
Oh, really?
So,
okay.
Yeah, and there was another one where
it's better now, in my opinion, than it ever was. I mean, because in this courtroom, they actually have amplification. The old courtroom here in Keene was essentially the city council chamber where the judge has a desk up there. And it's like the most basic kind of non-courtroom. And now they actually have a proper courtroom where the judge gets to sit up high and, you know, he's got pews. They never had that before in Keene, New Hampshire, up until the last year or so. And along with that, there is an actual microphone system that has speakers. So the audience gets more sound now than we ever did. And I still boost the levels up like 20 decibels. And I understand that there is a lot of noise in the background, but it is what it is.
Something, Ian, you should start doing this.
You should do things, Ian.
I'm going to tell you how to do your job, okay?
Yes.
You always film in the back center. And that's good. You can get a whole view of everything that's going on.
That's where they instructed me to film.
That's where they used to tell you had to be. But since then, I've started just going right up to the front and moving off to the side. That's where the speakers actually are. So you get good sound that way,
mm-hmm.
and you get a closer view. And the bailiffs haven't given us any trouble about it. So why don't you move up?
Yeah, I should do that.
Well, I'm sure the bailiffs are dying to have you moving closer to their beloved judge.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Nathan, thanks for the critique. Appreciate the call tonight. Thank you. 855-450-FREE, the toll-free number, 855-450-3733. You can bring up anything that you want here. It's also, there's some things that are a little more convenient about being in the back. There's more space to have a big tripod and things like that. But if we want the sound jacks, we'll have to be up front for those.
Mm-hmm.
More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, Ron Paul here. Today I have an urgent message for every American who's retired or thinking about retiring soon. You see, our own government's disastrous policies have now put you, me, and everyone over the age of 50 at great risk. Sometime in the near future, we're going to have yet another financial crisis. This one won't be solved with bailouts, and it will hit seniors the hardest. I fear there will be civil unrest, a drop in stock prices, pension fund collapses, big changes to Social Security and Medicare, the erosion of personal liberties, bank and brokerage closings, and ultimately a major crisis as the U.S. dollar is rejected for almost any non-paper alternative.
Don't let this happen to your retirement. Dr. Ron Paul strongly believes when the next crisis hits, there will be no warning, and the government won't save you. Go online to www.ronpaulwarning10.com where you'll learn simple steps you can take to protect your retirement. Go to www.ronpaulwarningthenumber10.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call? And how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You're welcome to dial in toll-free. Share anything you want with us here tonight. The 420 edition of Free Talk Live continues here. 855-450-FREE. What happened where you are? Were you involved in it? Was there some sort of a protest or a mass smokeout today? If so, where was it and how'd it go? You can share your thoughts with us. If not tonight, tomorrow night. We'll be here every single night this week. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Derek J., I think we might just have time to get the story in about the bad cop who's targeting young people, targeting easily victimized people for abuse and extraction of money.
This is a black cop targeting white kids.
Okay.
And so says the headline. Black cop says he framed college students.
Wow.
Targeted white boys because, quote, they're easy to intimidate.
Yeah, maybe true.
From the Associated Press in Philadelphia, a disgraced ex-police officer testifying against his drug squad colleagues acknowledged Tuesday that he stole drug money, planted evidence, and lied on police paperwork too many times to count.
Wow, I believe it.
His name, Jeffrey Walker, and he told jurors that Philadelphia Police Department drug squad targeted white college boy khaki pant types who were, quote, easy to intimidate. That matches the description of some of the drug dealers who have testified at the six-week police corruption trial that the squad stole as much as $110,000 at a time.
That's nothing.
At a time.
Okay.
During violent no-warrant raids.
Wow.
Lead defendant Thomas Lisciardello always got a cut of the stolen money, while the others, while the others split jobs they had worked, Walker said. The city's police brass often celebrated the squad's work with splashy news conferences to announce large seizures.
Sure.
Quote, they liked that. As far as those bosses and supervisors were concerned, it made them look good. It was nothing but a dog and pony show, Walker testified. More than 160.
You don't find news like this every day.
No, where's this coming from? I might have missed
Associated
that.
Press.
Okay, AP, gotcha.
More than 160 drug convictions have been overturned since Walker pleaded guilty, and the others were named in a 26-count indictment.
Wow.
Scores of civil rights lawsuits are pending over the arrests.
This is Chicago.
No.
Philadelphia.
Oh, Philly, I'm sorry.
Police Commissioner Charles Ramsey has voiced his disgust with the squad's alleged crimes while continuing his effort to clean out and reform the 7,000-member department. Oh, I'm sure it's real sincere.
Yeah.
Walker, 46, said he stole money first as a uniformed patrolman when he chased a dealer into a house and spotted a large bag of cash on top of a refrigerator.
Who could resist?
I had never saw that much money. I was a young kid, Walker told jurors. I took some money and put it in my jacket pocket.
Why not? I mean, why not? You really can't blame somebody for it. I understand.
You can blame them for it, but you could also say that this is likely human nature, right? Like, I mean, this is human nature.
I'm not saying it's okay. It's certainly not okay that he's going into someone's home and violating their privacy and taking anything that's theirs. But once you're there and you've got the so-called authority, and otherwise it's just going to go to the, if someone else confiscates it, if some other cop walks in the same
room. Going to the bureaucracy.
It's just
going
to go to the government's, overhead or whatever. You're not going to see a dime of that money if you don't take some and put it in your own pocket.
Defense lawyers have attacked his credibility and will no doubt point out on cross-examination Wednesday that the times he admits acting alone, even before he joined the elite undercover drug unit, he also said he developed a drinking problem and became forgetful.
Uh-oh.
Oh. Walker has nearly 24 years in when he was arrested in an FBI sting in 2013.
Wow, he was a real veteran. Been doing that for a long time.
Been stealing a lot of money.
Yeah.
He was making $119,000 a year and
officially
padded overtime for court appearances. And
that's a lot of padded overtime. And don't forget all the benefits that go into it. These benefit packages aren't what you and I get. They're not getting 401ks. They're getting pensions. They're not getting, you know, this matching insurance and that sort of thing. They've got dental, optical, and the Cadillac plan. They've got it all. This man was getting compensated upwards of $250,000 a year if you include sort of the benefits. Right, the Social Security the government had to pay in. They had to pay an additional 7.5% he didn't get into his paycheck.
But it wasn't enough. He needed more, had to take more.
Yeah, and then, plus the extra money. So in one of the more memorable assignments, his partner leaned drug suspect Michael Cascioli over a high-rise balcony to elicit the passcode for his Palm Pilot.
Oh, my.
City police officials later held a news conference to announce that the 2007 search had yielded more than $1.5 million in marijuana and psychedelic mushrooms and about $500,000 in cash. Federal prosecutors now say the squad raided the apartment before they got a warrant. So this is not a good guy. He doesn't follow the rules. I'm not surprised he's singing like a canary now. I mean, he's ratting out his whole department here. He's probably looking to get reduced sentence by
how many guys are going down. I mean, that's one detail I haven't gotten from the story is how many of the defendants are there here that he's testifying against. I mean, this is the whole drug squad, right? Yeah. This is like the elite drug unit in Philly.
Yeah, the one thing I don't understand about why the system doesn't work is the prosecutors certainly are going to look good here. This is a big story, and it's going to blow up all over the place. So these prosecutors are going to look like they're ferreting out the bad ones. And that's going to be good for their career. Why don't more of them do this? I don't know the answer.
Because there's so many bad ones. I mean, a lot of the prosecutors are on the take and corrupt as well. So why would the prosecutor generally go against the police department? I mean, really, these stories always make me wonder what went wrong. Because there was a story.
Incentives. The whole thing is wrong from the very beginning.
Well, no. What I mean is what went wrong, like, Why did it all go bad? Because it was going so well for a long time for these guys.
Yeah.
I mean, they were raking in the dough. They're robbing all over the place. You have to wonder, who did they cross?
Someone at the FBI, apparently.
Well, either someone in the FBI or someone within the department who tipped off the FBI.
Right.
But there's somebody who, because the FBI isn't just on their own volition likely going to uncover things like this. It's going to probably be based on somebody giving them a tip.
Or maybe there's some new guy at the FBI who thinks he's going to bring justice to the force. Anyway, in another episode, listen to this.
Yeah.
Walker admitted carrying a heavy safe full of drug money down 17 flights of stairs.
Oh, wow.
To avoid being seen on the elevator security camera.
Yeah. That's dedication.
Right.
He described it. Well, he actually earned that one. He described another heist when he stuffed so much bundled cash into his police vest that he had to wear his partner's police vest to cover up the bulges. He agreed to cooperate.
Ridiculous.
After the FBI caught him, here's your answer. The FBI caught him stealing $15,000 from a suspect. Oh, so it's just a piddly one. And planting drugs in his car. He's been in custody
planting
ever since.
Drugs. Yeah, but how did they just catch him doing that? Is the FBI regularly testing these major departments?
I don't know if it's the FBI, but I see in Philadelphia a lot of Department of Homeland Security vehicles. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of Fed vehicles. I can imagine they all just kind of patrol the same areas. And if you see some cop like planting evidence, I mean, how could? I guess they could look the other way.
I suppose, you know, I don't know how the FBI works. Obviously, I mean, it's not unbelievable that they would have some sort of investigative unit that checks on these other departments, but it's more likely that somebody snitched him out. It's more likely that one of the other guys in the drug squad or, you know, somebody else who knew what he was doing and wanted to get him in trouble rolled on him quietly, and then he ends up rolling on a bunch of other people and so on and so forth.
Oh, he's screwing his whole department here. He's been in custody ever since and is hoping to avoid a life sentence through his testimony. So his partner, Lee Ciardello, warned squad members not to change their spending habits so dramatically that they attracted attention. And the other ex-squad members...
Yeah, they're going to start buying BMWs left and right.
Yeah, well, he says he once worked with this partner, Lee Ciardello and Reynolds, but was ostracized as he went through a divorce, weight loss, surgery, and other personal problems. So I guess their partnership sort of split, and he doesn't mind squealing on the guy. He's probably crossed him a little bit.
Where's the story come from again?
Associated Press. And Walker wrote, "You're a rat, and I hope you die. I will have you locked up by midnight. Goodbye, loner."
Yeah, Rat basically says, "What you're saying is true, and I don't like it."
Jeff's in Elgin, Illinois. Jeff, you got the last 20 seconds or so. Go ahead.
Okay, so here's how cops can be obsolete. In Chicago today, I believe it was, an Uber driver was shot at, and he shot back. He had one of those concealed carry things, and he, I guess they said he was from Little Italy, so don't mess with people from Little Italy.
Yeah, anyway, generally it's not a good idea to mess with people carrying guns.
Never considered even doing that.
But we're out of time, Jeff. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Self-defense, very important. Can't expect the police to be there when, you know, you need something. You've got to be able to take care of
it. When seconds count, police are just minutes away.
And we're out of time for tonight. Check out Derek J on his website, thederekj.com. And don't forget, freetalklive.com. Come back with more tomorrow. And enjoy the remainder of your 420.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.